Why does the Spurs and Spokes Saloon always have the best entertainment? Because those who perform there claim they are not alone. An unseen group of musicians seems to have found its place amongst the performers who take stage at this historic location. Performers claim to have help from the other side. As the excitement builds, so does the paranormal activity. Does the Ashton Opera House have musicians that don't want to leave? Stay tuned. Mystery Media Group presents Case File 45.
Listening to Mystery Media Group.
Yay!
Hello, I'm Melissa with Ghost Girl Memoirs.
And I'm Mike with Paranormal Treasure Hunter, and you are listening to Destination Mystery. We believe the paranormal is all around us, and every destination is an adventure. We never know what we're going to find in our adventure, but we do know that we'll have an interesting story to tell when we return. We're not going to the same locations or telling the same stories that you've heard over and over. Most of our destinations will be in locations you've never thought to look or investigate or explore. And we hope you will join us in our journey toward discovering the truth.
The Ashton Opera House, we had the chance to go out there to investigate. I'm going to give a little bit of history about the Ashton Opera House real quick. It was originally built in the early 1900s as an opera house. And the beautiful stage was host to many operas, musicals, and plays that were produced by the, I don't even know how to say this, Chawaka players. Tom and Peggy Egbert and Yutona Glover put plays on at the Opera House before they moved their operation to the Driggs area and later opened Pierre's Playhouse. We used to go to Pierre's Playhouse as kids, and that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Church and community groups also put on plays in this beautiful building. The acoustics in the building were very good, and those performing on stage could be heard all the way to the back of the building before they had any sort of sound system. So back in the day when they just did the operas and plays, they didn't need microphones or anything because the acoustics were so good. Other events hosted there were high school basketball games and boxing matches. Professional boxers would put on a show and fight someone from the crowd. Cal Smith was a local boxing hero who went on to become the Intermountain champion. The gymnasium also hosted community dances and square dancing lessons, and many local residents also remember it being used as a skating rink. At one time, the building served as a funeral home, a car storage facility, and in the 1930s, the building was used by the local gun club for meetings and the annual sportsman's jamboree. Today, the building has been renovated and is home to the Spurs and Spokes Saloon. The stage is used to host many bands and performers, and it's a place that the locals like to gather for fun. So some of the hauntings that have been happening there are, there's an apparition of a dog who they believe belongs to a prior owner of the building. They say the dog will come up behind you and kind of nudge you in the back of the legs. And there's been many staff members that have felt this. It's almost like the dog is waiting to be patted on the head or like he wants a treat or something. And then the stage area is also very active. And many performers describe the feeling of extra band members that they cannot see joining them on stage to perform. They've also had some shadow figures captured on the stage, and many of the employees and who perform there have seen them. Michael and I got a tour of the building. This time it was just me and Mike. We didn't have a team with us. When we got onto the stage, for me, it was almost like the atmospheric pressure just changed and you could feel the air. It was so thick. So we decided to start there and do an EVP and spirit box session. Do you want to add anything?
Two things come to mind. First of all, that was an absolutely beautiful old building.
Yes.
And secondly, I've been there to Ashton 1,000 times and I did not know they had an opera house. And that town is tiny. How could it even justify an opera house? But yeah. Man, what a pretty building. It was cool.
And they've done a good job with the restoration. I think the original floors are still there, the hardwood floors.
They still have the oil stains from the cars that were parked there.
The ceiling, which is like the copper tiles, were still there.
Like the pie tins where they punch holes in them. Yeah. And they were all still there. All the tiles, there wasn't any missing.
It was really pretty. And the acoustics were really good. Really good.
Yeah, they were.
All right. So I'm just going to go in order of how I have these. But this first question I'm asking is because you got the name Harriet on your ovilus.
Are we talking to Harriet?
Yeah. Sounds like a female saying yes. It's pretty quick, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the next one.
Are you over by the piano now?
So it sounds like a female that's saying yes, and then piano. I had my EMF detector sitting on the piano, and then we had a flashlight sitting on the floor, and we did get some responses on both of those as well. But the EMF went off on the piano, and that's why I asked if someone was over by the piano.
Wasn't there another reason, though?
I do know that you got some weird things on the thermal imager, and we were getting flashlight activity, too. It felt like there was like a bunch of people on stage. It was kind of strange.
Sitting on the stage, looking out towards the audience, the left-hand side by the curtains had something going on there.
It looked like there was a person standing behind the curtains, kind of peeking around every once in a while. And you would get, or almost like they were just watching us, trying to figure out what we were doing.
Yeah.
I would just see it out of the corner of my eye, and then you would get a brief little hit on your thermal, but it didn't last long enough for us to really see it head on. Here's the next one.
Are you trying to touch the flashlight?
It sounds like a female. I don't know exactly what it's saying. I'm going to assume something along the lines of yes, but the flashlight was flickering. And so that's why I asked that question. But it does sound like a female. Maybe it's Harriet touching it. I'm going to show you this one. This is some of the flashlight activity that we got.
Wait, did it just come on again? Is there someone here that's touching the flashlight? The EMFs. Can you try turning that flashlight off? Oh, can you try turning it off? Oh, thank you.
So I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The flashlight came on. And I said, are you touching the flashlight? And it kind of flickers. And then the EMF starts going off, which I sat down right next to it. It was going off. And then I asked it to turn, if it could turn it off. And it went off. And then it came back on, like, super bright. That was crazy. I love it when that happens.
Yeah. It's a different story when it does it on demand.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Because I specifically asked, can you turn that off? And it goes off. Here's the next one.
We'd sure like to see you. Is there any way you can show us what you look like?
I'm asking this question, I believe, in response to the person that, or it looked like there was somebody peeking around the curtains.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear a yes, and then something that sounds like I'm trying or something. And then I don't know what the last one says, but.
That's interesting. It was I'm trying, because that's kind of what we were getting.
Oh, and I did have the laser grid. So this is a question that I was asking about that.
Could you stand in front of that red grid? It won't hurt you. It just allows us to see you better. Here, I'll walk by so you can see what it does. Did it pick me up? Can you do that too? I'm trying. Sounds like an old man. Thank you for turning on the flashlight.
I asked it to walk in front of the laser grid, and then I walked in front of it to show him that it wouldn't hurt him. then I said, can you do that too? And you get another, I'm trying. And then the flashlight comes on. So I think that whoever it was trying to show themselves. They just couldn't quite get there.
Well, you know, I don't imagine it's all that easy.
No, it's got to take a lot of energy.
So if a ghost can walk through a wall fairly easily and through a door, it would take an awful lot of energy to move the flashlight enough to turn it on, correct?
I would think so, yes.
An awful lot of something, assuming that they can walk through walls. And but then you hear stories where they're shaking doorknobs or knocking stuff off shelves. So do you have to practice that for a long time to be good at it? Or
Do you remember the movie Ghost, where the guy from the subway who was a dead spirit was trying to teach Patrick Swayze how to move things? And it took a lot of practice.
But that's what they suggested.
Patrick Swayze, who had just died, was trying to, I think he was trying to communicate with his girlfriend or something. It's been
moving a coin or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He was trying to teach him how to do it. So I'm assuming it would take a lot of practice.
Well, and you know, that's got to be how it is because it's TV. And so.
Yeah. So it's got to be true. Yeah. Patrick Swayze wouldn't lie to us. You know, we should see if he'll answer us. I mean, was it really like that?
The penny will just kind of slowly move across the table.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, it's so hard. I mean, I can barely do that now. How am I going to be able to do it when I die? But I have promised several people that I will come back and haunt them, so hopefully I'll get the chance.
Oh, I plan on it. Chris, you're first.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, he's first. I'm going to have so much fun with him. But I just think he's probably going to go before me, so it won't be that fun. Yeah. He's going to come back and scare me because he's going to be
he's like, going to haunt you.
Getting you back. Here's the next EVP.
Can you try turning it off? Oh, thank you.
So I heard, you know, I asked, can you try turning it off? And then it went off and I said, thank you. And it says, it almost sounds like be brave and then something. I don't know. All right, here's the next one.
Did somebody die right here by stabbing?
So you got the word stab on your ovulus and you asked, did someone die right here by stabbing? And this is the response. Sounds like a female.
Wasn't there a big stain on the floor that looked like possibly blood? And we thought, well, maybe it was oil, but it was on the stage and they probably wouldn't have a car up there.
I don't know how they'd get it up there.
There was something on the floor that looked like an old blood stain, but
I mean, we don't know that if that's what it is, and the owner wasn't
sure
either, but that's what it looked like. Here's the next one.
Do you come hang out here a lot?
I hear I did.
Yeah.
And here's another one.
Did you move to Ashton?
Yep.
Well, that's how somebody from Ashton would have answered it. Yep.
Exactly. That's exactly how they talk. Here's the next one.
Did you perform here? Did you perform here?
I don't know what that says. Here's the next one.
What did you do here? Did you play in a band?
I'm going to play that last part again. I don't know what it says, but it's a male. Any ideas?
It's the band name. I just didn't understand it.
That's what I was wondering, but I don't know what it says. The Sevens or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try this one.
Yeah, I can hear you.
This first one sounds like hear me, and then I respond with, yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
But I don't know what the last one says.
That did say hear me.
Yeah. Hear me? Or can you hear me?
I wonder if they're on the other side barely hearing us.
Maybe.
Just catching a few words here and there.
Maybe they can't hear us any better than we can hear them. Never thought about that. Here's the next one.
Were you here when the place was first built?
I was. That's what I hear. I was. Mm. Here's the next one.
Is there something that you'd like us to let our listeners know?
I don't know what that says. I'm sure it's something important, though. I wish I could figure it out. Here's the next one.
What's your name?
Did you get that one? Sounds to me like Harriet.
It did sound like Harriet.
I hear Harriet. So I think that the girl we were talking to, his name was Harriet.
Can you tell us where you're from?
I hear just from. Can you tell us where you're from? And I hear from.
Do it again. Home, Rome, phone home.
Okay, here's the next one.
Where did you fly from to get here?
So you asked, where did you fly from to get here? On your ovulus, you got the word fly.
Where did you fly from to get here?
Sounds like a female to me.
Did you say Idaho Falls?
There is an airport in Idaho Falls.
Flew from Idaho Falls to Ashton, huh?
Or maybe they flew into Idaho Falls and drove to Ashton.
That would make more sense.
That would make more sense. Here's the next one.
Were you here when it was an opera house?
I almost hear opera house and then...
I hear opera house.
Yeah, opera house. And then I don't know what the last one says.
Help.
Yep.
If I had to go to the opera house, help.
Maybe the gentleman was like, yeah, I'm going to take my wife out for a nice evening on the town. And he takes her to the opera house and she's like, heck no, no, help. All right, here's the last one.
You allow us to see you?
Yup.
Yup. Which is how they would have answered in Ashton, Idaho.
Yup.
So those are all of the EVPs we captured. We did do some more investigating down in the coal room. And then down in the basement, there's an area that they have where they play poker and stuff, I think. But we didn't get much down there. All of our activity was pretty much on the stage.
Yep.
Yep. We got a lot of EMF and a lot of flashlight activity. And I did see someone trying to peek around those curtains, but it was always out of the corner of my eye. But it did look like a person standing there.
That's where all my attention was drawn, was that corner. That is where the thermal imager was catching glimpses of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Other than that, I didn't get much anything anywhere else.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That corner.
Yeah, it was fun, though. Another beautiful building that we got to investigate that wasn't too far from where we grew up and we didn't even know was there.
Yeah. How many times have we driven through that town and did not know that was there? Yeah.
No clue.
It's not that big.
Nope. That's our investigation of the Opera House.
Yay. Yep.
Yep.
If you enjoy our show, please like, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review. For more information, you can visit www.destination-mystery.com.
Find your own destination
and solve the mystery.